KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. We're bringing back the best bumper music from the 80s, 90s, and today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we got some cowboy talk coming up here in just a little bit. E-News will take place first at 410. And then we'll get into the cowboy game of last night. First, though, I must tell everybody about the petty theft scene that we found ourselves in Saturday night. We played a private function. And this is the first time we've done this that I can recall. That we played a private function that was just absolutely not open to the masses. Now, the thing we played at the home bar a few weeks ago kind of was, but it was open to the public. This was not. So, and, you know, this has been on the books for a while. So I knew this was coming. And as I found out more about where it was and what kind of scene it was, it kind of occurred to me what the possibilities were at this thing. But basically, it was the birthday party of the guy that designed our logo. And it was at his house, which is in Coppell, which is in just your average garden variety residential area.
So you guys, I'm assuming you were outside?
Yeah.
Playing a rock show in a neighborhood?
Right. So I get there, and we're setting up in front of the pool. And we've got our amps and sound system and everything like that.
You had a PA and a sound man and everything?
Well, we didn't have a sound man, but we had a PA. We had a PA similar to the one that we normally practice with. So we were capable of making some racket. And I kind of figured that it was going to be this way. And it brought me back to my very early band days. Now, I don't know if they do this, if this is how guys in bands start now. But back in the day, this was the very way you started. When you were in junior high, and you and a couple of your little buddies got together and tried to string a few songs together, where were you going to ply your craft?
Backyard.
Yeah, somebody's backyard. Somebody was going to have a party. And they were going to have it in the backyard, and you were going to go over there and set up and play. Is that what you did?
Oh, yeah. We played at people's houses and pools a lot back in the day.
I did, too, back then. But very quickly, I evolved past that and really had not done anything quite like this since then.
When y'all did that, would you play for kids? They were having kid parties or grown-up parties?
Back in the day?
Yeah.
You were playing for your peers.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. There were people your age.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if it was like grown-ups hiring.
No. You were playing for your peers. You were playing for kids you went to school with.
All right.
And their buddies and whatnot. And it was really weird because they didn't know how to act in front of a combo like that. You know, in front of a real live twist combo. They didn't know how to act. So it was always kind of an uncomfortable dynamic. Well, we get in there Saturday night, and all of a sudden I'm just kind of flashing back on all that and just kind of, you know, reliving that entire experience. And usually, back in the day, what would happen was you would play for a while, and one of two things would happen. Either you would give it up due to the disinterest of those who were looking on, or the cops would show up. One or the other. So, Saturday night, a little petty theft gets up there, and we get all set up and everything, and crank it up at the agreed-upon time, and, you know, we're rolling about like we normally do, whipping out all our songs and stuff. And we get going about 45 minutes or so, and sure enough, the cops show up.
Uh-oh.
So y'all are all throwing your weed in the pool?
Well, I don't know what everybody else was doing. I was not holding, as they say.
How long were you into the set?
We played about 45 minutes or so, I guess. So, you know, we'd gotten going pretty good. We got going all right. We had a nice little head of steam built up. We were into it. And the guy goes to the door and talks to him and everything like that. And the cop's telling him, look, man, you gotta do something here because people are complaining. You got to do something.
What time is this?
This is probably about, I don't know, almost 10 or so. Maybe a little, yeah, it's probably about 10. And he's saying that, you know, people are complaining. Look, it's time for everybody to be, you know, around here to be getting to bed and whatnot. And, you know, they don't want to be hearing, you know.
Breakdown.
Yeah, they don't want to be hearing breakdown when they're trying to crash. So, you know, he's trying to talk to the guy and work with him and just kind of send the cops on their way and everything. And finally he says, do you listen to the ticket?
Oh, no.
He says, yeah. He says, well, you know who that is in there, don't you? He says, no, who is it? And he told him it was me. And the cop would
Mike
not
Reiner.
The cop would not leave until he comes out there. And I mean, he just wanted to say hi and everything, big fan of the show and whatnot. And so he comes out there and does that and then says, look, man, just turn it down. Turn it down a little bit and go on about your business, and I think this will all be all right.
So it went from shut it down, knock it off, cut it out, to all of a sudden he finds out who you are, to, well, just kind of turn it down a little bit.
Yeah. That's pretty much the way it rolled out. And he told him before we left, look, next time we come out here, we're going to have to write you a ticket. And it's like a $500 fine for that. So we get up there and turn it down a little bit. And
you can't turn down drums.
And continue on. And sure enough, about a half an hour later, here are the cops again.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
Except this is a different twosome. They brought out the muscle this time.
Hopefully they're ticket listeners also.
Well, if they were, they didn't seem too terribly interested in talking about it or anything. Because they were there to either shut the thing down or write them up, one or the other.
So this was the classic example of the good cop, bad cop.
Right. Right. And sure enough, actually both things happened.
So he got the ticket.
Damn. Yeah, he got the ticket.
Those aren't cheap.
$500, he said.
Yeah, $500. 500 big ones.
And you got shut down?
And we got shut down.
How many people were at this shindig?
You know, I want to take up for you and say, hey, everybody needs to kind of relax on that, but did the guy that owned the house really think he could get away with this? Putting a band in the backyard?
Well, you know, I mean, that was exactly my question, too. Now, I didn't have a whole lot to do with stringing this scene together. One of the other guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guy wanted you guys to play. It's a gig. You're going to go play, and it's in somebody's backyard. But Coppell, did he really think? I mean, is it that zero lot line in Coppell?
Zero, what is that?
You know, your fence is right up against the next person's fence, and you know, yeah, you're all crammed in there typical burb.
It appeared to be a situation similar to that. I mean, I thought about that when I found out that we were playing in the guy's backyard. I mean, it occurred to me then that this might happen.
You know, I mean, if you're playing at Cuban's house, you can probably get away with it.
Yeah. And when I got there, I said to him, look, man, I mean, what are your neighbors going to think about this? And he said, oh, they'll all be here.
Apparently not.
Well, yeah, apparently there were a few of them that were not there, and we're not too thrilled about the whole thing.
Apparently the people that live four houses down didn't get an invitation.
Right.
Well, maybe, actually, go ahead, Corby.
I was saying, maybe the sound was reverberating off Dunham Manor out there. And
you know,
hey, could have been.
You know, it might have been George that called you in.
Could have been.
Can you rule that out?
No.
I mean, he can't
rule
that
out.
Early.
Yeah. Let me put it this way.
Well, not only that, he's
it was
George.
Saturday.
No.
I mean, he lives that morning drive dream every day of the week, doesn't he?
Exactly.
I actually spoke to the the first officer that arrived on the scene yesterday. And he said it was loud as hell. He said you could hear it at George Dunham's house, which I think was about 2 or 3 miles away.
Oh, dear. Really?
He said it was really, really loud.
Yeah, it probably was.
What's a rock band?
He also said that when he found out it was you, he went in and started trying to make requests for traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he was taking it too seriously, was he? His job.
No. I think if that gentleman would have had his way, he would have stopped down from any and all police duties and
hung out
for a while.
He was real cool on the phone.
Oh, yeah, he was a great guy.
Well, he said the man that he was dealing with was kind of, I don't know.
Drunk?
Said he probably had a few pops and was...
Well, it was the guy's birthday, right?
Yeah. That could be.
Maybe a little over the top.
Perhaps.
And he said that the homeowner whose birthday it was said basically he wanted to know how much the fine was because he's like, I want him to keep playing. $500, fine, I'll pay it.
I love guys like that.
He was pretty hardcore about it all and really pretty cool about it all.
Remember one time I was in a nightclub. They came in. I was kind of in charge. And the TBC guy comes up and he says, hey, look. Said, you got too many people in here. Said, you got to do something about it. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, well, you got three choices. You can shut down early. You can run everybody out of here and let the right amount of people in. Or you can write a ticket. Or you can take a ticket. And I was real cocky. And I said, well, how much is a ticket? He goes, it'd be about $450. I go, eh, write the ticket. He goes, no, shut it down. He shut us down right then.
Kind of surprised that didn't happen.
How many people were there?
Yeah.
Probably about
50.
Yeah, thereabouts.
100?
Were they all into it?
No, about 50. Were they all into it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were into it.
Were there any kids there?
No.
Just all grown-ups?
No, it was all big people, pretty much. There were no kids.
Any hot bitches?
What?
Good God.
God.
Having fun.
Look at him over there.
That was a drop.
Well, nobody went to jail, did they?
No, nobody went to jail. It all worked out, but...
But y'all had to stop?
Yeah. It just kind of brought me back to the days of junior high poolside combo.
Now, did that ever happen to you when you were in junior high?
Oh, yeah, sure it did. The same thing did. You know, the difference was we could actually, you know, the other night, get through a few songs from start to finish without the whole thing falling apart.
Boy, and I guarantee you, back when you were kids...
Without the cymbal stand falling into the deep end of the pool.
The way, I guarantee you, when the cops left, there was just all kinds of tirades going on about those cops, about how bad they were. And
we're going to play anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to tell us what to
do. Cops can't tell us what to do.
That fuzz can't tell us what to do.
Yeah, that was pretty off the pigs.
Well, and you know what? And there's not a cop out there that enjoys doing that.
No.
I mean, you think that cop enjoyed having to go there and go, okay, look, you know, music's too loud.
No, I mean, a cop wants to be a cop, and, you know, most of them don't consider that being a cop.
No. In the meantime, you know, you got people out there robbing and raping and everything else, and you got them over there shutting down. But then again, you know, what if you're at your house, and you're not really in the rock and roll mode? And all of a sudden, you know, here comes free falling just right through your
plate. Hey, you know, I probably would have been right there with those people.
You know, you're sitting there trying to, maybe you've got a date, you know, maybe the first time that Coppell couple, they don't have their kids with them. They're having a nice, quiet evening at home. And all of a sudden, here the damn plate glass window's just about to cave in.
Well, petty theft, that's a...
What a mischief.
Yeah,
what a renegade outfit.
It is. It's turning into
rebels.
A renegade outfit.
Very punk rock of you boys.
I mean, between that scene that those two guys had where the car got driven through the window the other night or whatever the hell it was, and this. I mean, this is two very, very questionable scenes we've had in recent times.
Y'all gonna have to start playing Longhorn Ballroom.
He's
is it
right.
Still there?
I don't think so.
It's there, but it ain't operable.
Oh, it ain't?
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, that's how a little petty theft spent its Saturday night. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know who the guy is, but I applaud him, the guy that said, yeah, $500, keep playing. Yeah. I'll just pay the ticket.
Genius.
Applaud everybody who was there at the party because they passed the hat around and raised $500 just like that. All right, E! News next?
Yes, we listened to brand new U2 2 days ago. We'll listen to one of their contemporaries. Brand new song today, R.E.M.